This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, it's 4 after the hour. Thanks for joining me. Great to be with you. And thank you yesterday for responding with such passion to the offer for the book. Unbelievable response. Just absolutely unbelievable. It was amazing what you were able to do. Still not too late to get in. If you missed yesterday, I made an announcement right before I went to air that I have finished my book on Divine Mercy, and it's all yours. It's available free. Free to you. Just go to relevantradio.com or go to the mobile app, and that's the best way to get it. And we want to send it out to you. We'll even pay for the shipping and handling, so there's no strings attached. Nothing at all. Just get it. But the only thing I do ask is that you pray for me. You know, when you do get the book, say a prayer for me and for my family, and say a prayer for Relevant, and say a prayer for the souls that will be touched by this. Satan hates this book. I was just talking to my colleague Preston, who's in studio with me here, and I was just saying, I'll share some of the spiritual warfare a little bit later about, I was actually recording the Chapel of Divine Mercy earlier today in our chapel, and we were having all sorts of bizarre technical problems, stuff that the people who are working on this couldn't believe. But that's what I said. I said, this book is a defeat for Satan. He doesn't want people to know about the chaplet. He doesn't want to know about the power and the promises the Lord gave to Faustina. This is a victory for divine mercy and a defeat for the evil one. So get it and get it into the hands of as many people as you can. Please share it on your social media and any other place that you can. It's really our gift to you. Hey, in the studio with me is Preston, my colleague. Preston, good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
Anything you want to pray for?
I want to just pray for your continued success, that people continue to sign up, that the Divine Mercy message reaches everybody in America.
Amen. Good prayer. All right, let's pray. We'll pray for all the changes that are coming up in our futures, too, for sure. All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, so Fahime is listening to us in Turlock, California. Hi, Fahime.
Hello, Drew.
I'm here for you. Go right ahead.
These are my mother's last hours. Unfortunately, I'm far away from her. I'd like a prayer, please.
I would be honored to pray with you and for you, and especially for your mother. My heart goes out to you. I mean, losing a parent is difficult, but I think losing a mother is especially painful. And I'm sorry for your loss. Take comfort in knowing that one day you will be reunited with her. And then we're created to live forever. Your mother will be in a much more beautiful place. But let's pray now, because one thing we can do for your mother is we can offer this prayer for her. And Fahime, I love this prayer. It comforts me to know that, when I'm on my deathbed, somebody I hope will be praying for me with this prayer. And I prayed it for many who are dying. My wife's cousin, Beth, is also on her deathbed. And God's going to call her home. any hour or any day right now. So I do want to lift her up. But, you know, one of the very first promises that the Lord gave with this novena, and if you listen to me, you know you've heard this probably a million times, but the Lord said, this is a prayer for the dying. The chaplet is a prayer for the dying. Pray it in the presence of the dying. Pray it if you're not in the presence. And he will stand between the Father and the dying person, not as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. He'll give to that soul unimaginable graces. But it's so important that we pray for the sick and the dying because it's our prayers in that final hour where trust is sometimes waning, where the evil one wants to take their soul, to rob them of their trust in their merciful Savior. He says it's in times like this that they need trust the most and they have it the least. So he said to St. Faustina, he said, be assured that the grace of eternal salvation for certain souls in their final moment depends on your prayers. Pray as much as you can for the dying. So let's do that right now. We'll pray for those who mourn, those who are losing those they love. We pray for those who've gone before us, but we pray in particular for those now approaching the hour of death. And Heavenly Father, I pray for the hour of my own death and all those who now pray with me. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Marie is listening in New Jersey. Hi, Marie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I want to praise and thank God for all his goodness. And I have a prayer that would need a tremendous miracle.
Okay.
I'm quite elderly, and I have a daughter, and she's in Florida, and I can't help her because I'm up here. Mm-hmm. And she has stage 4 cancer, mm-hmm. and she found out today that it's all in her liver. And if she doesn't have chemo, she only has a short time to live. And even with chemo, they give her 2 years. I believe in God's mercy and mm-hmm. miracles, and I'm looking for a tremendous miracle.
All right, well, let's pray.
And I also want to pray for my grandson who's being bullied
and
now is home doing virtual schooling.
I hate that. That's so sad. Breaks my heart to see that. Marie, I'm sorry. Sorry for what you're going through. I know you said you're up in age, and to see your daughter ill like that, it's got to be really difficult. Offer that suffering. Give it to the Lord. All right? And we'll pray for your daughter now. We're a family here, so we're with you, and we're going to be united with you in prayer. And count on my prayers for you as well. And I love your spirit. You start at first by just praising God for his goodness, because God is good. He is love and mercy itself. That's what God is. And Lord, I just entrust the faith of this mother in your hands, and I give you his daughter with stage 4 cancer. Cancer's not bigger, greater, stronger, more dominant than you, Lord. You are the creator of all things. You can vanquish those cells in a second. So if it is your will, I submit this to you, and I ask for a divine mercy miracle, another testimony of the power of your healing touch. I lift that up. I do want to pray for those who are bullied, those who are mocked and ridiculed, those who are shunned, but in particular, those who are, you know, those who are ostracized or in some way meant to feel less, those with low self-esteem, but in particular, children who are bullied and hurt in that fashion, Lord. People with weight problems, learning problems, whatever it may be. I ask for your mercy, and I ask you to go deep within to their psyche and to heal those deepest wounds so they may not have a deleterious effect, but you bring good out of it. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
It's good to hear Omaha, Nebraska online with us. Jan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like prayers for our 22-year-old daughter. She has PTSD from an assault, and she's in the hospital because she has tried to commit suicide 4 times.
Oh,
and we were told by her doctors that she really is determined to go through with it. And so she's in the hospital, and we know the only thing that will cure her is prayer. And we just know the chapel will come through for her. So.
Oh. So sorry.
People would pray for her.
Oh, Jan, my heart goes out to you. I know how frightening it can be, how hard it can be to pray in these situations, how hard it can be to trust. I promise you, my deepest prayers, I will pray for you. My wife and I will be praying for you. And our spiritual family, everyone listening right now, I know they're going to pray for you. Not just now during this Chavez. We're going to pray this prayer for you now. We're going to storm heaven's gates. We're going to ask the Heavenly Father to be merciful to your daughter and bring healing, because that healing will and can take place. And I'm going to pray for that healing, that your daughter will not harm herself, okay? And we'll pray for that deep wound that she has. All right, let's pray for you right now. Lord, I just give you this, Mother. I can't imagine that. And she said her daughter was deeply wounded, if you will, and as a result now just wants to hurt herself. Lord, I pray for anyone who's been the victim of abuse or rape or anything else that may cause them harm. I want to pray for those who are depressed and anxious, those who see no future, and those who want to harm themselves. I want to pray for those who self-mutilate, those with anorexia, those with bulimia, those with body dysmorphic disorders. But I pray in particular for those who have suicidal ideations. And I just ask you, hold back their hand. Send an angel to hold back their hand right now. And Heavenly Father, you know the source of their woundedness. And I ask by the precious blood that flowed from your son's wounds that you heal their wounds. And I'm going to pray now with confidence. I'm going to pray with trust that you hear these prayers and that there are new beginnings for this mother's daughter. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from, and please continue to remember Jan and her daughter. Please continue to pray for her. Houston, Texas is online. And Juliana, thank you for praying with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Jen.
I just wanted to pray for my father. I lost him 6 weeks ago to COVID complications.
Oh, no.
And I know so many other families suffering the same kind of sadness, and especially hard when you're not able to be there with them.
Yeah.
And I think it makes the loss a little harder to deal with.
Yeah.
And two of my very dear friends lost their parents within weeks of me losing my father.
Oh.
So I just want to keep everybody, you know, the repose of my father's soul and everybody who's dealing, especially with COVID losses, and not being able to be there with them.
Well, you know, God is outside of time. That's the beauty of this. And we will pray now for you, the soul of your father. And I'm going to pray for you and for your whole family and all who have suffered loss. And I want to call upon these great saints who died during COVID, like Father Ubald, who died from a COVID complication. Father Seraphim Mikolenko, so many of these other wonderful men. Father Sosman, Monsignor Sosman, who was involved with Bishop Sheen, called home. So we ask them to intercede for those who mourn. And Lord, you promised at the hour of death that you would defend as your own glory every soul that would say this chaplet, or when others say it for the dying person, that pardon is the same. So we pray for those who have gone before us. I pray once again for those at the hour of their death. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Martha is listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Martha. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I need to ask a prayer for my granddaughter. She's 12 years old and she's trying to hurt herself. They took her to the hospital. She's in the hospital since Monday. And, you know, she still had those thoughts and it's too hard.
Yeah. Well, Martha, look, I want you to be at peace. Because, you know, I find this chaplet to be an anointed prayer. And I really believe that there's a current that sometimes flows through this prayer. And we've seen it. Jan in Omaha called, and you with your granddaughter who's trying to harm themselves. And you know, when this happens sometimes, I see great miracles in those areas. I don't pick the calls. The producers get a series of calls, and they just come in. I really believe the Holy Spirit wanted you on today. And let's pray just as we prayed for Jan. And I know you'll pray for each other, for your granddaughter who's trying to harm herself. And Lord, I give you this intention. I just pray for those so deeply wounded, those so in need of your mercy, those who are self-harming, those who want to take their lives, Lord, those who reject you especially. I pray for those souls. And we will lift you up right now on this. Also, those approaching the hour of death, another reoccurring theme that we have here. I'm going to take one final call in this decade as well for you. Patty is listening in Hastings, Minnesota, and we'll pray for all the intentions here. Patty, good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew, for taking my call. Drew, I am a healthcare worker, and I have a friend that is a healthcare worker who is a doctor. And in the front line, as we have with this COVID, she was just diagnosed with MS. Yeah. And I'm just asking for God's healing touch on her and the conversion of my family's hearts back to the Lord.
I love that. Well, we'll pray for that. I've got a sister-in-law by marriage that is that has MS too. So count on it. And Preston's mom, your mother too, right, Preston?
Yep.
Has MS. So they've done wonders with medications and things along those lines. You're in the medical field, you know. But let's pray for healing. I never limit God. Let's just pray for a reversing condition. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for miracles. If you're joining me now and you're suffering financially, if your marriage is in trouble, if your kid is addicted, if somebody you love is away from the faith, if you're dealing with a chronic or debilitating disease, ask God for that miracle. Lord, I don't know what you have in store. I thank you for the crosses of life. I ask that I humbly submit myself to your will and can discern it. But I also pray for the faith and the trust that I need to see those mountains move, to see those miracles unfold. And I pray on behalf of all united with me now in this prayer. And I just ask you, hear the cries of your children as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sobotchko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
All you holy innocent,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll tell you, that's an anointed prayer. And I feel the Holy Spirit. I know God is hearing prayers in a powerful way. As those miracles come in, email me, drew@relevantradio.com. Say, hey, Drew, I got this prayer of thanksgiving for you, and let me know. Stay with me. There was a man. He's a physician. He was a very gifted surgeon, made lots of money. He discovered divine mercy, and he had a horrible tragedy occur to him. His son fell into a swimming pool in his backyard, young little toddler, and drowned. And when he comes back, I want you to hear his story. We'll tell you how divine mercy prevails, how miracles can take place. Okay? That's so important. Dr. Brian Thatcher will be by in a minute. Also, I just want to give you one more call to action. If you missed yesterday, I had announced that I finished the book on divine mercy finally. It took me months. I've poured in everything I know for 30 years into this book, and it was hard because I could have written 400 pages. I had to reduce it to 140. There are personal stories about my family. There are encounters with people I have met and people who I know. There are secrets that I've learned from the Vice Postulator and others, all put into this book. And there's a lot of divine mercy books out there. You know, and I've read lots of them. There's none like this, and that's not to diminish any others, but I think this is the perfect book to introduce you to the power of God's mercy and maybe introduce somebody else into the power of the chaplet. So when we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Brian Thatcher, and you can join me now too in studio, but please get the book at relevantradio.com. It's free, no strings attached, no shipping, no handling. Relevantradio.com. Go there now, get yours, and be one of the first to get it.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Once we arrive to the offertory, it's our turn to give something to God. Hi, this is Father Rocky with our 21st Lenten lesson on the Mass. After the prayers of the faithful, the Mass enters into a new and profound phase, the ritual of offering and sacrifice. Pay attention because a lot is going on. The ministers place the corporal, the purificator, the chalice, the pall, and the missal on the altar. If this were a meal, the table is now set, but this is not a meal. It's a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is ready to begin. Members of the faithful can offer their sacrifice. Typically on Sundays, a collection is taken up. That monetary sacrifice is real, but also symbolic of what we hope is a deeper reality, the readiness to sacrifice our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies for the love of God.
Mass with Father Rocky, noon central.
And join us for Class After Mass. Hi, I'm Cale Clark. It's The Faith Explained, 12:30 central every day on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
Let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy. They have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me.
You are not alone. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. You are not alone. We are a spiritual family here. And I mean that. I mean, we pray together every day. This is the highlight of what I do. I love it. And I love the unique opportunity to proclaim and to help spread God's mercy. I mean, I feel so privileged and blessed, wow, to really be able to do that. And if you're just tuning in, maybe you missed yesterday, I'll just give you a very brief update. I finished a book on divine mercy, and you know, he talks about everything from God's mercy to introduces you to the Saint Faustina. It goes through the great treasures that God has given us and so much more. It's something that will help you if you love the chaplain. You want to learn more about it. You can learn about that. If you don't know about the Feast of Mercy or the image, I mean, all that stuff is in there and so much more. And it's free. I mean, Relevant Radio and I, we talked about it. And we chose not to put any price on this. We wanted to give it away. And that's what we're doing. So it's going to be printed. And there are no strings. I mean, hey, oh, pay for shipping and handling. No, there's none of that. It's absolutely free. It is free. Relevant's going to pick up the shipping and mailing charges. So all you have to do if you want it, and I'm telling you, I think you'll be blessed by it. Maybe you can give it to somebody else if you know about mercy, or if you just want to learn about it. You might just know about the chaplet or some facets of it. You hear me talk about it all the time. I put a lot of those stories in there, but there's a lot of things I shared with you. But there's some other stuff in there that I've not shared before. Some stuff I just actually even recently learned. So it's a pretty good work. I think you'll love it. All right, and I want you to have it and share it with others. Tell them and share on your social media. You can go to relevantradio.com. And order it, relevantradio.com, okay? Do it now. Make sure you get yours, okay? Relevantradio.com or use the mobile app and do that. You know, I was introduced to Divine Mercy probably 30 years ago. I share this often as a documentary filmmaker, and that's how I came to know of St. Faustina and this whole process. And in the course of that, I met other people. And it's funny, the strange world that is Divine Mercy, those souls that God chooses to help communicate this message to the world. And how God's mercy manifests in their lives. I have a friend, I've known him for a long time. His name is Dr. Brian Thatcher. He's a gastroenterologist, and he left his practice of medicine in order to go into ministry. I mean, you think about this. Here's a successful surgeon, and he's abandoning his, I shouldn't say abandoning, he's transitioning from his medical practice, from a life where, you know, you can do pretty well, to ministry. And I know what it's like to be in a life of ministry. Sometimes it's difficult, and he knows that too, because it takes a lot of trust sometimes when you have an apostolate and you're out there trying to do it. He founded a group called the Eucharistic Apostles of Divine Mercy. And I want to introduce you to them because they're phenomenal. We'll talk about the graces that you can get, the indulgence that is you're eligible to for praying the chaplet. I'll tell you how to get that, especially for the unborn. And you can learn more about him by going to thedivinemercy.org/EADM. All right. And he's involved in gathering medical supplies and putting them in large shipping containers, shipping them to poor areas overseas, and so much more. Hey, Brian, or doctor, let me call you doctor while you're on there. It's good to have you with me. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Brian's fine. It's great to be here. Always do anything I can to spread God's love and mercy to a hurting world.
Well, you're one of my heroes, and I mean that. When it comes to Divine Mercy heroes, I have a few. Father Seraphim Mikulenko is one of those, and there's a few others. But I was always so impressed by your humility and your detachment from things of the world and your trust in God's mercy. And you know how fast time goes. I mean, this will all be behind us, and one day we'll be together in eternity with God. And you and I hope will shine with a special brilliance. That's one of the promises of the Lord to those who spread his mercy. And I'm grateful for you because you inspire me by what you've been able to do. Yeah, I was sharing with those who were praying with me a little while ago that you had a unique encounter with Divine Mercy. And I know a lot of people probably don't know your story. And I do want to talk about the EADM and a lot of other stuff. But bring us back. I mean, what happened to you? How did you get introduced to it? And maybe share the story of what happened when your child fell into your swimming pool.
Well, Drew, let me say you introduced me as a successful physician, and that's a relative word, you know, success. What is success?
Right.
Yeah, I was in the fast lane. I was in the, you know, black tie community and even in some of the social pages in our town and making a lot of money and just a man of the world and just overworked, burning out and making all kinds of money and never home because I was in the ER or the ICU, and I was just miserable inside. But on the outside, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Titanic, you know, what a beautiful ship. But when that glacier hit, you know, it had a big chunk out of him, and I was not living and leading a holy life, and I came and crashed and burned. Man, at that lowest point in my life, a friend gave me the Diary of St. Faustina. And I started reading it, and like the words, some of the sentences the Lord was telling St. Faustina just jumped out at me like they increased from a 12 font to a 24 font. And the one in particular was, "The greater the sinner, the greater the right to my mercy." And that was really my life jacket during those difficult times. And I told the Lord, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything I can to spread about your love and mercy if you can help me get through this difficult time. And he did. Our marriage healed, and we had three kids at the time. We have seven now, and the fourth child, John Paul, was really the first fruit of that healed marriage. And but it took time. I needed healing, and I remember used to going to Mass and just crying my eyes out, and then someone told me, you know, later, well, that's a gift of tears. And you know, I had deep remorse for my sins. But there was a day when I realized that God loved me. And that was a turnaround day in my life, because so many people go through life wondering, does God really love me? You know, they never measure up. They're never good enough. If their parents, if they could just give them some praise once in a while. We always set the bar a little higher, and we don't think God could ever love us because we're not perfect, you know. And that's not true. God loves us right where we're at. His love is always there. And so I realized that, and then I fell in love with the Eucharist. I started studying Eucharistic miracles, and I was like, man, this is amazing, because I was a well-trained physician. You know, my last stop was the Cleveland Clinic. I wrote many medical articles in the journals, and I'm not just some guy that believes everything he reads,
right,
you know, or just because it's on the Internet. And I started reading these things, like, all the things my parents had told me as a child, I saw as true. And during this time, it was like there was this infusion of knowledge. It was like somebody opened my skull up and pouring this into my brain, but even more importantly, into my heart, that God is alive, God loves us all, and we have to spread the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and we have to spread his love and mercy because the world is lost. And that's how the ministry started. And I started traveling and speaking. I told the Lord I'd go anywhere. Well, you know, I started going to Samoa and Africa and all over. And in 1995, we were blessed with the birth of John Paul. He nearly died at birth. The cord was wrapped around his foot. Every time my wife would have a contraction, he wouldn't get enough blood flow. His heart rate was dropping, and it was just a long mess. And but he finally was born, and they suctioned him out, and he was okay. But at 15 months of age, I was out in Denver speaking at a conference that weekend on Jesus, I Trust in You. And I got home probably midnight, 1 a.m. on that Sunday night, early Monday morning. And Monday we were having a Mass in our home. My pre-spiritual director was having a Mass for our group, and my wife was busy getting things ready, and we have a lanai with a pool gate, and I opened the pool gate, went out to the backyard, and just then the oldest daughter, Andrea, hollered and said, my oldest son, Brian, said, Dad, come and start the lawnmower. So I walked around the house, started the lawnmower, went in the house, and then Andrea, the daughter, said, Dad, we got to go to swim practice. So I took off. My mind was distracted. It's probably 20 minutes later I get this call on the cell phone from little Brian. He was 11 at the time. Now he's 35 or 36. And he said, wow. Dad, John Paul's dead. Mom found him in the pool. He's not breathing. He's blue. Somebody left the pool gate open. And that is not the call you want to get.
No.
And, you know, it hit me like, this isn't real, right? This isn't real. This isn't. And so I said, will you call 911, which he did as 11 years old. His mom was out on the lanai, giving John Paul CPR. And I told the girls we're going home. John Paul's drowned. And we were all crying.
Oh,
and
gosh,
man. It seemed I hit every red light on the way home. But there was this major intersection, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. The light was red, and I'm just pouring my heart out saying, you know, I've been telling people, Lord, to trust in you, and this is it. This is the rubber hit the road. I said, I'm giving him back to you. If you want him, he's yours. You gave him to us, and thank you for the 15 months you gave him to us, and I'm offering him back. And just send the scripture verse of Abraham, the deep faith of Abraham, walking his son up the mountainside, knowing, trusting that God was going to provide the sacrifice, but yet doing what he was told in obedience. So I offered him up. And like, Abraham, I'm offering John Paul back up to you. Well, the light turned green. I got home. The squad had just arrived. John Paul, my wife had gotten a very thready, weak pulse, but he was distended, bloating, just made a rare grunt. And I drove with him in the ambulance. We got to the hospital. I called my sister, who lived 3 hours away at the time, and I said, please pray for John Paul tonight in your prayer group. And that's important because the power of prayer, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily our prayers. It may be the prayers of others. Yeah. But they did that. Well, over the next several days, John Paul got a little better and a little better, and his mentation improved. And after a couple of days, we took him home totally normal. But I saw my sister. It was a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. She said, I wanted to tell you. She came up for Thanksgiving and wanted to tell me this story in person. We were still in our garage. She said, you know, we prayed for John Paul that night in prayer group. And the next morning, we all went to Mass. And after Mass, my best friend Irma came up to me and said, don't worry, John Paul's going to be fine. She said, during Mass, I had a vision. I saw Abraham offer Isaac up to God, and Jesus stepped in the middle and gave him back.
Wow.
And I just looked at her and said, well, let me tell you the rest of the story. And, you know, as time's gone on, I realize that, you know, we all ask God to heal this or help us with this, and we say, Jesus, I trust in you. And I realize that we pray for the results, but it's really not even the results that are important. Mm-hmm. It's okay to pray the results, but that's not what's important. It's that we trust in God along the way, and that's what he asked of us. That's why below that image, he wanted the words, Jesus, I trust in you, because I know not every situation is going to turn out well. Yeah. I had a young sister die 15 years ago. My parents have passed, and things don't always work out, or we don't get our prayers answered in the way we want, but that's right. The most important thing as we do is do our best. Just keep our chin up and be at inner peace. Because so many people, I see so many Catholics, I trust in Jesus, I trust in Jesus. And then the first time we get that abnormal mammogram or, you know, have a slight heart attack or we may have cancer, it's just mass hysteria in our minds. And we got to slow it down and stay in the day and trust in the Lord. And I think that's the key. And he even told Faustina that mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. And, you know, you could think of world peace, but I think it also applies to the person's interior soul and his interior peace. And
well, Brian, I'll tell you, hold the thought. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about it. I just got done praying the chaplet, and I can't tell you how many people are suffering now. Their children want to take their lives. They've been victims of abuse and other tragedy, and there's a lot of difficulty that people are facing, whether it's cancer, whether it is somebody approaching death, whether it's trouble in their marriage or with their finances. And I'm with you. I mean, I really believe trust is the key to this entire, any situation that faces us. And if we can really go down that path, if we can embrace the practice of trust, we're going to find freedom. From anxiety, freedom from fear, freedom from despair, and we're going to see the fruit of it. So when we come back, we'll talk more. My guest today, Dr. Brian Thatcher. If you love the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, I also want to tell you about a plenary indulgence. Is it a plenary? It's a partial indulgence, doctor, right? What is it?
It's a papal blessing.
Oh, a papal blessing.
He's interceding for us. He was on earth, and now he's up in heaven doing it for us.
Let's tell everyone about that when I come back as well. If you want to join us, too, I only have a few minutes. It's 888-914-9149. We'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
No one ever said that life would be easy, but no one ever said you had to walk through it alone.
If it wasn't for my Catholic Church, word for Relevant Radio, this would be really a cold existence in my life, because I really don't have anybody who cares about me. Never really did.
The Drew Mariani Show. Your life connected.
Well, thanks for being with me. Hey, if you enjoy the broadcast, can you do me a favor? Can you tell others about it? It's a great way to evangelize. I mean, you don't necessarily have to know the faith, but you could say to somebody, hey, check out this program. You know, I look at everything from the biggest news stories of the day to the essence of our faith. And I quite often try to look at those issues that unfold around us through a moral prism, through the teachings of our Catholic faith. I don't think there's a better lens to look through, to be honest with you. And I bring to you men like Dr. Brian Thatcher, who's joining me today, a man who was introduced to divine mercy and whose life was powerfully transformed by it. He left his practice. He left, as a successful surgeon, that world behind, and has now dedicated his life to introducing God's mercy to others. And he and I were just talking a few moments ago, and I was just saying to him, you know, life is so short. You know, we don't know when God's going to call us home. I've got a cousin who's, my wife's cousin is only 50 years old, 49 years old, and God's calling her home. She's battling cancer. So this is a devotion for the sick and dying. It is a devotion that will bring about miracles. It is a devotion that will help you learn to walk closer with Christ in trust. And if you want to learn more about it, let me very quickly just remind you, Relevant Radio and I have gotten together and decided to give away this book that I wrote on Divine Mercy. There's no dollar cost to it. You don't have to pay for the shipping or handling. Just go to relevantradio.com, sign up for it, and we'll send it to you. If you want to learn more about something that has transformed my life, that has transformed the life of Dr. Brian Thatcher, that has transformed the life of countless souls, it's the fastest grassroots movement in the history of the church, and this is the book for you. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful blessing, and you'll learn about trust. There's a whole chapter dedicated to it. You'll learn about the power of the chaplet and so much more. That's just some of what's in it. But relevantradio.com, or go to our mobile app, completely free for you. Don't email me because I can't take care of that. Just simply, go to the website, okay? Brian, it's good. Doctor, it's good to have you back. Always good to talk with you here. When we left off, you talked about trust. And for me, I have a very similar experience. And I think of you a lot. Like I said, you're one of my Divine Mercy heroes. I share a story in the book very similar to yours where I was in my, one day I was getting ready. I was, before I ever did talk radio, I was producing documentaries. And I was getting ready to leave for the edit bay. And when I was getting ready to go, my daughter was in the bathtub. My wife had put her in the tub, and the drain was open, and she was playing around in there. And I had gone to shave. And, I turned my back just for a moment. And next thing you know, she must have shut the drain. And she went into a convulsion. And how unlikely is that? For some reason, she got sick, went into a convulsion. When I came in, she was under the water, and she, too, was blue. And I just screamed to my wife at the top of my lungs, call 911, call 911. My wife's frantic. She's going hysterical. She doesn't know what to do, And I had to give her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, just like you. I remember my wife was crying so hard they almost wouldn't let her ride in the ambulance with my daughter because she was losing it. And I remember being in the vehicle behind and just praying that chapel to Divine Mercy over and over and over again. We don't know how long she was without oxygen. Doctors, when they were taking a look at her at the children's hospital, they didn't know whether she would have brain damage, what the likelihood would be for her, And I said the same thing. I said, Lord, I trust in you. And I began to pray the chaplet over and over again. And today, the doctors call her a miracle. It really was a miracle that she pulled through this the way she did. And it was touch and go for about 3 days. We weren't sure what was going to happen. But I thank God for his mercy in that respect. And, we have a few minutes. There are a lot of people suffering in different ways. Children might have drowned or had these type of experiences. But what would you say for that person who, when you're in the storm, I had a mother call me a few minutes ago, and her daughter tried to take her own life. She was deeply wounded by some event. She didn't go into the details of it. I can only imagine what it was. And the doctor said, this is, I think, the fourth time she did it, that she's intent, because of her woundedness, to terminate her life, to take her own life. What do you say to a mother like that? Because if I'm in that mother's shoes right now, it's hard to pray. It's hard to trust because you're overwhelmed by the darkness of that situation. What do you say to people in these impossible situations?
Well, first of all, I just maybe address the daughter. God takes all this into account. And, I tell my kids, it's easy to play a good poker game in life when you're getting all aces and kings, And some people don't get dealt the good hand. Some people have more trials and more sufferings than I could ever imagine. And And yet you almost have to look at it like, wow, life is so short. It's terrible. They didn't get to see walk their daughter down the aisle, or they didn't get to see this thing or that thing. But we don't know. Maybe the Lord even took them early because they were going to do something that was not going to be good for their soul. And all they, God rewards, he told Faustina this, he said, I reward for the effort and not the results. You know, so we can't use our human standards to judge people. And God is a merciful God. And really, the mental health of people, we don't understand. We don't understand the brain. Who are we kidding? You know, we throw a few drugs at people, but we do not understand what's going on in the brain and neurotransmitters and all these biochemicals and things. And this poor girl's wounded, and God's going to be merciful to her. And we can just pray for her. But I've seen tremendous stories and witnesses. I'd read a book recently on near-death experiences and just interviewed a guy with a near-death experience. He'd been dead really for 2 hours, and saw his body, saw the doctors working on him, saw the doctors cardioverting him, and they're like amazing. But I've also read people who had tried to commit suicide and came back, and they said God was loving, God was peaceful. He understood my pain. And so we just have to do our best. Again, you know, Drew, you and I had great outcomes to events, but so there's many, many, many people don't. And it doesn't mean that God doesn't love them. It doesn't mean that God's mad at them, and I hear that all the time. Or how could God allow this? You know, he's a merciful God. Some of this is the mysteries of faith, but we just have to hang on to his robe, you know, the robe that the lady touched and quit hemorrhaging, and just keep saying, Jesus, I trust in you, and I'm going to give it back to you. I was back home in Ohio. I live in Tampa now. I was back home for the first time in many years and went out to see my mom and dad's grave. Right across from them, just 50 feet away, was one of my high school friends who was killed in a car wreck at 17. Used to lift weights with him. We were on the wrestling team together, and we were kind of buddies. And his mom and dad gave this award for the high school student that exemplified a lot of the characteristics of Mike, and I was the first one to get it, you know. And when I saw his picture on his tombstone, I thought, Mike, man, the years have flown by, and it isn't going to be long till I'm going to be seeing you again, buddy, so get ready, you know. And that's how it is. I don't know about you, but I can't believe I'm as old as I am.
Time flies, isn't it?
And you know, I'm starting to have some medical problems and this and that, and grandkids, and it's just life goes by so fast. We have to use our time wisely. And so many people, you know, remember on the cross when Jesus died, there were two thieves. There was the good thief and the bad thief. And we have two big thieves in our life. The thief of the past, where we ruminate and think about all the bad things that's happened to us, and we just live that life of the past, and we don't see the beauty of the day. And others, the thief of the future. Oh, my God, what's it going to be like? How can I live without my wife? How can I live without this? Or what's going to happen to me? I just got diagnosed with this. And we live in the future, this fear. Yeah. And for many of us, the fear of the cross is sometimes greater than the cross itself.
Yeah.
And so what's the opposite of fear?
Yeah.
Trust. And so, you know, you can't say you trust in the Lord and have all this fear living within you. And so that's why Jesus wanted the words, Jesus, I trust in you. And for me in my life, that's been the most important thing. Forget the outcome, trust in the Lord. And
Amen to that. Well, I love it, Brian. I only have a few moments left here, and I know, I only have about a moment. For that papal blessing that everyone is eligible to, can you give it to me in maybe 60 seconds? I know they can go to your website as well and get more info there, too.
There's three, but I'll talk about two real quick. There's one for adoration chapels that the adorers would pray for the sick and the dying during that hour, because Jesus said if you pray for the sick and the dying, he would be there as a merciful Savior. You want to do a work of mercy? Pray for the dying. The second one is praying for pro-life causes. We've got to stop this culture of death. We've got to stop the tracks of a government that's trying to impose abortion all over the world. Amen. And now it's even going to be legalized to kill a baby seconds or even at the moment of birth. It's like, where have we gone wrong? So
how can what's the website? Very quickly, the website.
They can go. It's www.thedivinemercy.org/EADM. Or they can call me here in Tampa, 1-877-380-0727.
I'll tell you, stay on the line. We'll write that down. A lot of people may not have had a pen or paper. Jake will get it from you, okay? Hey, Brian, always good to talk with you. Keep up your beautiful, beautiful work. And I look forward to talking to you again. We'll do that soon. It's top of the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.